Nancy, how are you this morning?
Fine, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Is it raining in Detroit this morning?
Not yet, but it looks like it could. It's been looking that way for a few days. We're pretty cloudy, so not yet.
Well, it's coming. It's coming. It's here already.
Well, thank you so much. We don't want to keep it there.
See, you give me the information about travel and gas prices, and I give you the weather. Let's talk about gas. The prices for gasoline has seen a spike throughout the mid-Michigan area. Some prices are around the $4 mark, although I've seen prices as low as $3.78. Why is the gas getting more expensive in the state of Michigan, Nancy, and what can we expect as we get through the spring?
Well, Tony, those are very good questions. And the answer as to why gas prices are so high, really, it's the crude oil price. Crude oil prices are up significantly. In fact, they're up about 25% in just the last 14 trading days. On average right now, about $108 per barrel on the world market. And just a few months ago, that same barrel was going for about $89. So what you and I pay at the pump follows the crude oil price. And why crude oil prices are up so much this time of year, which is very unusual, is that all the unrest in the Middle East, you know, the fighting in Libya started in mid-January, February. It's just been escalating. There's so much unrest, and there's really a concern and a fear that will we be able to get our oil supplies? So it's just pushing the crude oil price up at an unusual time. This price increase started a few months ago, actually, really in the dead of winter. Normally, when we're not driving that much, normally prices go up in the spring, summer. But it started early, unfortunately.
AAA's Your Driving Cost Study was released, and it's estimated that the cost for driving, for owning a vehicle, for operating it, is going to increase.
Unfortunately, this is true, up about 3.4%. And the two big factors for the increase really are gas prices and tire prices. But many of the prices actually are going to be going up, including the depreciation costs. And this study, we do this annual study. We've been doing it since 1950. And this will make you cry. That year, gas was going for 27 cents a gallon. But we've been doing it every year. And we do it, we pull all the numbers together in December. So these numbers don't reflect the big increase we're seeing right now. But hopefully, you know, prices will moderate. They won't stay this high throughout the whole year.
Interesting data from the report. AAA estimates that the average medium-sized sedan, it costs about 57.3 cents per mile or $8,588 per year based on an annual driving of 15,000 miles.
Yep, that's true. And the good thing about the study is it really shows you what it costs. When you look at a vehicle, it's not just the price of the vehicle. It's everything about it. You know, it's your gas mileage, you know, and it has a little log that you can fill in. And sometimes people, it's really smart just to keep track of, for example, how many miles you're driving, where you're going. And in this kind of condition when gas prices are so high, if you can combine your errands, if you actually take a look at what you're driving and maybe just go to the supermarket once a week rather than a few times, carpooling with somebody just one day a week can help you. So whatever you can do to help you, because certainly prices, they're not coming down to own and operate a vehicle. And gas costs are, you know, a big part of that.
The estimate for driving, this is going to hurt me, an SUV is 75 cents per mile or $11,239 a year. For minivans, it's $9,489 or 63 cents per mile. So, oh man, Nancy, that $2.88 average for a gallon of gasoline is back in the day is killing me because now it's $3.83.
Right, exactly. But interestingly, back in 2008, Tony, you might remember you and I talked when we had our big increase. At Michigan, we were paying $4.21 a gallon that July. And by that fall, prices had started to come down. And in fact, the following year, they were in the $2 range. So hopefully this won't be a permanent condition that we're paying so much money for a gallon of gas. Hopefully, if things start moderating in the Middle East or some other things come to some resolve, prices won't stay up this high. But at least short term, anyone driving a vehicle should plan on spending significantly more than they were a year ago. In fact, gas prices for the first time today in Michigan are up over $1 for what we were paying last year the same time.
Nancy Keene is with AAA Michigan. Thank you.
Bless your heart, Tony. Drive safe.